I spoke last week about the Torah, within the Torah portion. How many times Moses used the word you when telling the people what was going to happen to them and what was expected of them. But I also said the reason Moses used the word you was because I believe he knew he was speaking to more than just the people who were standing there in front of him in the wilderness. The you was not the them, there only, or the people called Israel later, or even the person sitting right next to you, but the you that Moses was speaking to was the you see when you look into the mirror. That was who Moses was speaking to even way back then. He was speaking to you. And it's really this week, he does the same thing. Last week during the portion of the Etcharan, and this week during the portion of Etchab, it's really a continuation. We know that Deuteronomy, the whole book, really is about three messages that Moses gave. And he gave them rather quickly in succession. They were not spread out over a long period of time. It could have been three messages in 3 days. So we know that the substance of them are all kind of close together. And probably this week is probably a continuation of the message he gave last week. What was going to happen to them. Instructions. Moses was giving instructions. He was giving prophecy to them. Now, when we pick up at the start of this portion this week, he's in the middle of an instruction to them. And here's what he says, Deuteronomy 7:12. Deuteronomy 7:12. I got my little clicker here. It's not clicking. Click onto one other and let's see what happens. It should be working. Okay, well, let's put up 7:12, and if it doesn't come on up, listen to it. No, not you, though. I know you're trying to. All right, here's what 7:12 says of Deuteronomy. There it is? Okay, good. I'll try my clicker at the right time. Then it'll happen, as a result of your listening to the ordinances, when you keep to do them, that Adonai your God will keep with you the covenant kindness that he swore to your fathers. He will love you, bless you, multiply you. Did it go? It did go. Yay. He will also bless the fruit of your womb and the produce of your soil, your grain and your new wine and your oil, the increase of your herds and the young of your flock in the land that he swore to your fathers to give you. From all peoples, you will be blessed. There will not be male or female barren among you or your livestock. When Moses speaks that they were listening, that they would listen and do their ordinances, he was also talking to all of us. He was giving the result of listening to the ordinances or instructions, which are the blessings. Of course, we know that there are other parts of Scripture which have the blessings and the curses of Adonai when we either follow or not follow. Blessings if you maintain the instructions and curses if you don't. We normally think of Deuteronomy 28 as that full list of blessing and curses. But here we also get a list of blessings if you maintain and walk with Adonai. The thing about listening and doing, which we think, you know, that should automatically spark the word Shema in our minds, is that we're not to be a partial listener and a partial doer. We have to have faith to fully follow the instructions. Now, for those of us who cook or bake and follow recipes, especially in baking, you know it's important to fully follow the instructions of that recipe. If the instructions is to bake the cake, is to add all the ingredients and then put it in the oven at 350 for 40 minutes, but you decide, aha, I'm going to try a shortcut I know better. Don't worry. I'll cook it for only 30 minutes at 450 degrees. I hear a lot of groaning from bakers out there already. You know what you should do? Just take cake right off the menu. It's not going to work. It's not the way, the proper way of preparing the cake, even if you put all the ingredients in correctly. The author of the recipe knew how to bake it. I'm sure he's fully tested the recipe before publishing it. So it is with life as well. Adonai knows, and his ways are always not just a right way, but really the only right way to succeed. We need to follow his recipe if we are to succeed. In this case, success is the full blessing of Adonai. It's the only way to expect and get the full blessing that he wants to give us. Today, I'm going to look at how do we wholeheartedly follow the recipe or the instructions in order to get the full blessing of Adonai. I believe that we all want the fullness of his blessings, not just to see something that kind of looks like it, not just to get a partial blessing. We want the full blessing of Adonai. And there's nothing wrong with that. In fact, that's a good thing. Adonai wants the best for each of us. And it's not wrong for us to strive for that full blessing, the best from him. We're to have the attitude of what I currently have. We're not to have the attitude of what I currently have is enough. Don't worry about it. I'm good with just what I have. Adonai wants us to be going from glory to glory, from better to better to better. There really is no best until we get before him. And he wants better and better and better for us. And we should expect it, not because we deserve it, not because we can buy it with our works, but because they already have been promised to us and paid for by the blood of Messiah Yeshua. We know that a parent would want the best for his child or her child. And as children of Adonai, we're to look for the best as well. Amen. But how do we gain the full blessing from him? I have 4 points that will help us to proceed down a path to get that full blessing of his. And the first thing that we're to do to gain that blessing of Adonai is to understand who we are in Adonai and just who is Adonai. We have to acknowledge that both Adonai and men have a position and job to play out in life. It's only when we have those positions correct that the blessing will flow to us. If we know that the blessings flow down from Adonai, then if we try to place ourselves above him, we're not going to be aligned correctly to receive those blessings. We're reminded which way blessings flow in James, the first chapter of James. James 1:17 says this: every good gift and every perfect gift is from above, coming down from the Father of lights, with whom there is no variation or shifting shadows. Blessings flow from above, coming down. Just like water in the mountains, the water never flows up the mountain, but flows downward. If we were to go higher than the source of the water on the mountains and look for water, it's just not going to be there. You're trying to put yourself above the source for that blessing, you're not going to find it. We have to be aligned correctly with Adonai, and that is knowing he's above and we're below him. We also have to understand that the power to do anything is not our own. Amen. The power to do everything flows down from Adonai in heaven. Just as the blessings come from Adonai, so does the power to do anything or the abilities to do anything. We are reminded in Psalm 62:12-13. Once God has spoken, twice I have heard this. Might belongs to God. Also yours, O Lord, is loving kindness, for you reward a man for his work. Now there's a translation, maybe you know it, maybe you don't. It's called the Passion Translation, which the author says is designed to capture the emotions of the word. In the version, they're trying to emphasize emotion. So I don't say that this is a great version to study from. In fact, they haven't even translated all the books. So it's not a great study translation. But for this verse, I like what it says. It says, God said to me once and for all strength and power you need flows from me. And again, I heard it clearly said, all the love you need is found in me. And it's true that you repay people for what they do. Again, not a translation that I would use to study, but for this verse, I really like it. All the strength and power you need flows down from me, Adonai says. This is a great way to understand where our power and abilities come from. From above, coming down. They flow from him and him alone down to us. We don't create them. We can't create power. We can't create abilities on our own. By knowing this and accepting this, it allows us to stop looking for anything from ourselves or anyone else and start by looking up to him and him alone. Now, related to the fact that power comes from him and that we don't create any ourselves, it's also true that his ways are greater than our ways. Not only does power come from him, but wisdom and knowledge also come from him. In order to be fully blessed, we need to stop looking elsewhere for anything and look up. This is what Psalm 19 tells us. Psalm 19:20 says, listen to advice and accept instruction so that in the end you may be wise. Many are the plans of men's heart, but the counsel of Adonai will stand. In the world, or as another way of saying it, the nature of man, they will say that verse 20 is saying, go to a wise man or wise people, multiples, and get advice. Because other verses in Scripture say that with help of many, you'll succeed. But here, verse 21 clearly states that it's Adonai's counsel that we are to seek after. Because it is him who knows the best. Why are there many plans in a man's heart? Because he needs to keep coming up with new things when things keep going wrong because we've instituted our own plans. But if we would just go to Adonai first, then that plan from his counsel will stand and will succeed. Again, that success is the full blessing of Adonai, obtained by following the recipe of his own making. The next of the four things that come out is we need to do, to complete the recipe for that full blessing of Adonai is to move with him. We need to understand that Adonai keeps moving, and we need to keep moving along with him. He doesn't stand still and doesn't want things to remain the same. Why doesn't he want things to remain the same? Because he wants better for us. He doesn't want us in this situation. He wants us in a better situation. He doesn't want us with this blessing. He wants us to have a better blessing, a bigger blessing, a fuller blessing. He doesn't want us to stay where we are. He wants us to move along with him. We need to remember that if we are not moving with Adonai, we're actually falling behind Adonai. There are two scriptures that talk about walking with Adonai that I want to bring up. The first is Leviticus 26:12, starting there. I will walk, this is Adonai's words, I will walk among you and will be your God, and you will be my people. I am Adonai your God who brought you forth out of the land of Egypt, so that you would not be their slaves, and I have broken the bars of your yoke and made you walk upright. Adonai says that he will walk among us, to be with us, to be our God. He reminds us that he is the God that brought us out of Egypt, out of bondage. And how did we leave Egypt? We all walked. There was no magic how we came out. We came out being with him and doing what he said to do. That was to walk forward with him. Now, another scripture verse about walking and moving with him is Psalm 23, and this gives me a great opportunity to give another plug to the Friday cover up. We were going to be looking over Psalm 23 for the next few meetings. I know it's going to be great. I encourage you all to come. Pot bless, lighting candles, teaching, what better thing can it be? But Psalm 23, verse 4, speaks about walking with Adonai. Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff comfort me. We don't go through things like the shadow of death alone. We know we're going to go through them, but we don't go through them alone. But, you know, it's unfortunate. We just can't be transported through it all. Scotty, I don't like it here. Beat me up. It doesn't work that way. You have to walk through them. The good news is he walks through them with us. Yes. You know, I know that famous poem about the footprints in the sand. And it says, when it was too much, you carried me. We only saw one set of footprints. There was still walking going on. He walked. He just walked for us. But there was still that walking going on. We're called to be the ones to walk, to be encouraged and empowered by him to walk through those times. We need to move along with him. Don't be left behind. When we walk, we're not to walk aimlessly, though, but to follow and obey him so that we do have a destination to walk to. There will be times that the destination seems so far away, so hard to get to. But we're told in Galatians not to allow ourselves to get tired in our heart. Galatians, starting in Galatians 6:9. So let us not lose heart in doing good, for in due time we will reap if we don't give up. Therefore, whenever we have an opportunity, let us do good towards all, especially those who belong to the house of faith. Don't get tired of walking with him, because there is coming that time that we will reap the rewards. Yes, things could be good here, but they're going to be so much better there if you continue to walk. Yes, things could be awful here. Well, no, there's something great coming up. Amen. What does that walking with him look like? Doing good towards all, it says. Walking is not just putting one foot before the other. It's also putting your neighbor before yourself. The important thing is not to give up, not to stop walking. It's as we continue to walk that we actively follow him and obey what he says to do. Throughout Scripture, he gives us the instructions or the recipe, which is what we're supposed to walk through. He tells us that we have to follow or obey his instructions or his recipe for life. Obey by doing what we're instructed to do. Matthew 6 is a part of the Sermon on the Mount, or Yeshua's message on the Mount, which he gives to thousands of people. The sermon starts in chapter 5 of Matthew, goes through 6, and finishes at the end of 7. Placed there in chapter 6, which is kind of the middle, is a way to follow. It's not placed in the middle of his sermon to hide it, but to show that is a central piece of his teaching, I believe. Matthew 6:33. But seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added to you. As part of our following and obeying, we have to have the direction to walk. He will lead us. And he will lead us to first seek the kingdom of God. There are two things we need to do. Not tire and seek the kingdom of God first. The instructions are not that we need to work ourselves to death, but to follow and obey. Remember, his yoke is light and easy. The correct way to gain the blessing or complete the recipe is not to guess at what to put in the batter, not to guess at how long to bake it for, but to follow the recipe that he has given us. His instructions are the steps in the successful recipe or how to gain the full blessing. So we have understand who you are and who Adonai is. And we have moved with Adonai so far. And the third is that when we follow the recipe he gives us, he will have great things before us. It's not that he may have great things before us. He will have great things for us. His word says so. I don't doubt his word. So when we look, don't look for the mediocre. That's not what you're called for. It's not what you're called to look for. In other words, is don't look for a partial blessing. He's got a full blessing for you. Look for the full blessing. But we must acknowledge and know that what is before us is something great to come, even if we're not in the middle of it now. So I say, don't look down. Don't look down on yourself. Don't look down on the things that are before you. Not even at the things that you believe have let you down. By looking down, we don't get to see the things of heaven. You can't see what's above you when you're looking down. Adonai has things in heaven in store for us. Look up. That which Adonai wants us to have will always be above, will always be the best, will always be victory for us. This is not only what we can expect, but we should and must expect with our whole heart. We are to expect the full blessing of Adonai. This expectation is what John wrote about in the 5th chapter of his first letter, John 1 John 5:4, starting there. For everyone born of God overcomes the world. And the victory that has overcome the world is this, our faith. Who is it that overcomes the world, if not the one who believes that Yeshua is Ben Elohim? If you call yourself one who has faith that Yeshua is Ben Elohim, the Son of God, and do so fully with your heart, then you are an overcomer of the world. It doesn't say you may be an overcomer, but that you are an overcomer if your faith is in Adonai, if your faith is in his plan, if your faith is in Messiah Yeshua and his blood. That's his plan. His plan always was blood for salvation. His plan always was my Messiah will point you to Adonai and cause a way for you to come to Adonai through the blood. His plan always was Messiah will send the Ruach to help you in the way that Adonai has shown you how to walk. That's his recipe. That's his complete recipe. That's his plan for salvation for each and every one of us. If you follow the planned recipe, then you are victorious, whether you feel it or not. You have to know your feelings are not always the truth. Your feelings are not always reflective of what's in front of you. Sometimes you have to tell your feelings, oh my soul, why are you down? And you have to allow the Ruach to pick you up. This is something that many people struggle with. Yes, even believers struggle with this. You are one of his creations. And that everyone who he has created is his greatest creation. That means you are a great creation. Believe it or not, you are a great creation. We're told this in Ephesians 3:20. Now, to him who is able to do far beyond all that we ask or imagine, by means of his power that works in us, to him be the glory of in the community of believers and in Messiah and Yeshua throughout all generations, forever and ever. And everyone says, amen. Rav Shaul wrote that what we know is true, that Adonai is able to blow our minds. That he's able to do so much more than we could ever ask or think or even imagine. Mind blown. Yeah. He does it all. But wait, there's more. He does it by the means of his power that's working through you. More mind blowing. You have the power when you have the faith, because you have the Ruach within you, the power of God, the God within you. His power works through us and only for his glory. He gets the glory, we get the blessing. All we have to do is acknowledge this. And then the world will see it, and they'll come to understand who Adonai is, and they'll want the same blessing. They'll come to understand who he is. And they'll want Messiah Yeshua. Now the fourth thing is the final point. To get his full blessing, pray. Pray continually. Pray constantly. Pray for his will to be done. Because we know when his will is done, it's the best for us. We pray for his will because he tells us that he knows what his plans are. We read in Jeremiah that Israel has been in exile, and he tells the prophet after 70 years, the people will turn back to him and will get back to the land. And then we get these verses that most people know, and a little bit more that maybe you don't remember. Go after this. Jeremiah. Where am I in Isaiah? Oh, okay. This is a great verse, and I forgot to load it up. But so you know most of this. Jeremiah 29:11. For I know the plans I have in mind for you, declares Adonai. Plans for shalom and not calamity, to give you a future and a hope. Then you will call on me and come and pray to me, and I will listen to you. You will seek me and find me when you search for me with all your heart. Then I will be found by you, says Adonai. And I will return you from exile. And gather you from all the nations. And from all the places where I have driven you, says Adonai. And I will bring you back to the place from which I removed you as captives into exile. After 70 years in exile, then they learned to turn back. Then they learned to pray to him. And when they do, blessings come. Not partial blessings, full blessings come. You know, it's sad that they had to wait 70 years, but they did get the blessing. How long have our people been praying now, or waiting now, or not having faith now? Look, Isaiah 41:9. I took hold of you from the ends of the earth and called from its utmost place and said to you, you are my servant. I have chosen you not to reject you. Fear not, for I am with you. Be not dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you. Surely I will keep you. I will uphold you with my mighty right hand. He can reach out to the utmost places. You are not too far. No one is ever too far for Adonai to reach out. He is where you are, where you think you're unloved, where you think you're left out, where you think you're weak. He will show his love. Amen. He will not reject you, but he will strengthen and bless you. If you feel like you're in exile now, have faith. Faith is essential for the plan of Adonai to come about. Without faith, it says it's impossible to please God. It's not impossible for God to do. It's impossible for God to be pleased by you. Hebrews 11:6. Now without faith it's impossible to please God, for the one who comes to God must believe that he exists and that he is a rewarder of those who seek him. It's impossible to please God without knowing that he exists. That kind of sings us back to the first step. Know who Adonai is. Adonai can do for the unbeliever because of his overflowing mercies and his overflowing love. But we're called to be with him. We're called to do it. Not because we get this blessing and his reward, not because we earn it, not because we can buy it, but because it's a free gift. So these are the four things that Adonai calls us as a recipe to do. Understand who you are in Adonai. Move with Adonai. Don't look down. Don't look for the mediocre. And pray continuously. Father, we thank you for your grace and mercy. We thank you that you gave us your recipe for your great blessings. We just ask Ruach HaKodesh to help us to walk in your ways to gain your blessings. And everyone says, amen and amen.